for playing alone. Standing in that kiss, fire your shot. Or ever see me dead, babe. Or pretend I'm something I'm not. So I bleed. You say, hey. You said it's all I'll ever. Hey. Lord, I ain't got no doubt in my pocket, babe. Neither do the boys in my.
Do I hope that music shows up, or we just roll with it?
Let's roll with it. And if music shows up, it's an extra.
Yeah,
it's okay. A good thing.
All right.
Hi.
Hello. Welcome, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Guys with Issues. As always, I am your host. That sounds real commercial, yeah?
It does.
Yeah. See, we gotta do more of these.
No, you don't have to do it. Like, you can just do it as if, like, you know.
Oh, no. What I mean is... We got to get that momentum going again.
Yeah.
Hello, my name is James Monte. I'm one of the co-hosts of the Guys with Issues. As always, I am with Russell Kealoha.
Hello, I'm the other co-host.
Chee-hoo! So we are podcasting on location.
On location.
Do we say the location? Is that okay? I mean, we're not going to get sued or anything? Or? I get advertising for that. We are on location at IL High School.
Studios.
Yes, studios. Outdoor studios.
The outdoor studio. Yeah. The
no walls, no ceiling.
The first bench to the right after you get up the stairs.
Yeah, right by the office, so just in case security starts looking around, they know exactly where. They don't have to go that far. See, when you make security guards work hard, that's when they kick you out. But they go, hey, you guys are right there? I can see you guys. All right, go ahead. Don't worry about it. Yeah,
let's be honest. We actually look like the security guards here.
That's true. That's true. Well, and we look like security guards that are not going to be chasing anybody at all.
No golf carts, now.
No. So this is my stomping grounds. This is where I graduated. Over there on the cafeteria, that wall.
Building F?
Building F. See, we didn't even know them as Building F. We just know it's cafeteria. That wall up there on the top, other the graffiti guys would always paint it.
Paint it or graffiti?
Graffiti. Well, actually, no. They'll do, like, some will do murals.
Okay.
Like, overnight, they just show up. Right. And they...
It's still not a mural. It's still graffiti.
Okay. Yeah. It's not tagging. I was thinking when you say graffiti, I was thinking tagging. But yeah. They'll graffiti that wall. They'll stand on the roof over there and then just start painting away.
Tagging is just a weird thing.
I don't see why. It's kind of like, I think it's like a dog pissing in it. Another dog's territory.
Have you ever? Did you tag when you were in high school?
I did not.
I did. I did.
You did?
I did. But I mean, I don't even know why I did it.
Looking what did you write?
Huh?
What is it? Like H dog? Or R dude? What was your tag?
I don't even remember. I just remember.
See, so for me, it just seemed whack because.
Like if you saw me like writing something on my Sharpie on the wall, you'd be like, bruh, that's whack.
Well, cause I, over here, I mean, we have, at this school, the Crips that came to the school from Halava. So they tagged street names. I didn't have a street name cause I didn't grow up over there. So I was like, James.
Street names?
Well, yeah, back in the days, you know, I remember one of my friend's name was Gadget.
See, I thought you were talking like...
Oh, like, I'm sorry.
Oh, no, he overpassed. Oh, no, he's street.
Come here, I'm in highway. But technically they do because in the street they're from. But I meant their gangster name, gangster. I guess. Their gangster. See, it was called street names back in the days, right?
I guess, my but days, you know, I'm an old man now. So
I'm older than you. But what I mean... Okay, so they would tag their names, their gangster names.
Gadget.
Yeah, so for me, it was James, and that didn't sound hardcore at all. James? What's that you claiming, James? Oh, I don't even know. I just wanted to write my name on your wall. Go ahead and write it. We're not threatened by you at all, James.
Not even J-Dog.
No, see, I always didn't like that I didn't have a strong name. Like, James actually is a biblical name.
And the name in itself is strong. As for gangster,
does that
pull street cred?
No. It's like, James, that's that dude that no girl likes. That. He's just overweight, sitting in the corner eating all the hot dogs. That James? He's no threat to us. Yeah, so I remember in like maybe when airbrushing shirts came out.
Yeah.
So I didn't want to, and the guy was like, what you want to write? And I was like, my name sucks. So I was like,
Jemez?
He's like, you got to have something. So I was like, and in DJing, I always liked DJs. So like, okay, DJ. I said, D. James. So I promise. I had it wasn't a hoodie. It was like a sweatshirt with the long sleeves.
Right.
So it didn't make any sense in Hawaii if you're heavy, because you're always sweating anyways. So I hardly wore it, but yeah, it was airbrushed on my sweatshirt. D-James.
Easy.
So even less hardcore. I made James even weaker.
What is the D?
Because I like DJs. So that was like DJ.
Even DJ James would have been good.
I tried to get creative. I think I was like 9 or 10 or something. Give me a break. D James coming through the hood. So D James didn't work out. But
were you wearing Kevrichi pants?
I couldn't because they didn't make my size. I wish I did. So I had like regular pants, but then I would cuff it on the bottom.
Yeah.
You know,
the folding cuff?
Yep, the folding cuff. So not hardcore at all. And then also, because I grew up in a neighborhood of mostly Asians. So I was like, why is my hair not like theirs? So my sister, I saw that she would do the blow dryer and hairspray, and it kind of like flattens it out.
Right.
So I had that going too. With my sweatshirt. D. James, the sides was flattened out because we didn't fade back then. We didn't shave or, trim the sides in the back then. It was just, you had a fro, but if you wanted your hair straight, you had to like put gel to slick it back. And then because my hair would eventually curl up, I had to blow dry it so that it stayed stiff.
Right.
So, yeah.
You don't want that soul glow?
I was more like trying to be like Pat Riley. I was a pretender.
The ghetto bird is above us.
Yeah, see, we're in the hood. Yeah, it was rough. Not necessarily rough as in I was beat down and stuff or hungry. It was rough that I didn't know what the hell I was. I was big time identity crisis. I was like, I didn't know Samoan until I got into the intermediate.
Because you wanted to be Asian?
With the hair. With the hair and then because most of them, my friends and their moms in the neighborhood was all Asian. So it was like, I was hanging out with those people. So right. I was trying to.
Oh, those people.
I didn't say those people.
So you're not those.
With those lovely families of different ethnicity.
I can imagine you hanging out with them, trying to speak the language.
So for a long time, I knew my name was James, but I thought like, I'll just go with James C. Because there was a Korean lady. I was James C. James C. James C. So that could have been D. James C. D. James C.
Why don't you call you James C?
That's the accent.
Ah.
Yeah.
Like orange.
Hi. Oh, no, that's the wrong.
That's Japanese.
Orange. Other currency. Yes. 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 Oh, no. Yesy. Yeah. So she's James C. James C. I was the only one that she liked because she hated all the other kids.
Yeah.
That was trippy. I would get cookies and that's why I got fat.
Maybe she hated you, and that's why she wanted to plump you up.
No kidding. She said, you're going to have a rough life.
You're going to be a lineman. I'm going to play the long con.
She's in her grave right now laughing like, he was never skinny in high school. Sit in that corner and eat your hot dogs, James. D. James C. gangsta wannabe.
Speaking of hungry, the Popeye's chicken sandwich has officially come to Hawaii.
I seen pictures of it, and I was thinking of getting it, but there was traffic. Traffic affects me. If there's traffic, I'm like, nah, I'll just go McDonald's.
But, I mean, only certain Popeyes here. But
oh, really? I didn't even know that.
You know, the mainland has caused, like, fights and stuff.
Oh, like, people will get mad when they run out and stuff, bro.
Yeah, they get mad and they say they're lying. And I seen a picture of a Popeyes where it has the bulletproof glass.
Oh, wait, in the... The window
the cash register.
Holy cow.
Like, and then it was a caption like, oh, Popeyes thinks it's a bank now.
That's like in the post office, right? Yeah. In the mainland. Because our post office don't have those glasses, but I know in the States they have those thick glasses.
I mean, that the chicken sandwich is so popular. I mean, and I had it.
It's good. You did?
Yeah, yeah. I thought one of the pictures you saw was my picture.
I thought you took it off the internet. That's actually your sandwich.
Yeah, that was my sandwich.
That chicken size is big.
Dude, this chicken is huge. I think the chicken is huge. It's good. It's a good sandwich, but I mean, I wouldn't want to. I don't want to kill somebody over it.
It's like you show up, you don't have it today? Okay, I'll just get something else then.
Yeah, I'll just get a 8-piece.
I don't get it. But yeah, because I've seen where they've had shootings.
The shootings. People would try and like resell them right out the gate. I mean, there was a line. I didn't get it. My boss actually got it.
Oh, so lucky.
Props to my boss for going out there and getting the chicken sandwich for us. One, it's good. But, like I said, I ain't going to kill somebody, beat somebody. And two, you got to pay a Hawaii tax on it. So.
Hawaii tax.
Yeah, you know how things are. It's $3.99 in the mainland.
Oh,
mainland.
Yeah.
It's $6 here.
Oof. Yeah, you're
so
right.
You got to pay an extra $2. It's like, what's that other burger place? Five Guys?
Right. Oh, yeah. And,
it's significantly more expensive here.
Yeah.
Than it is, you know, in the mainland, California. That's good, though. I would try it again. I'm like, I ain't gonna wait in line. But
so, like, if you were there, you would order that?
Yes.
Just happen to be there, you would order
it? Yeah, if I was there and then the line wasn't crazy, I was in the drive-thru, I would order it.
Oh. I want to try it, but I'll come across it when I come across it.
Have you ate something that was so good that you're like obsessed and you always have to go eat?
I don't know about obsessed, but the thing that I always wanted, and it closed down, it that kind of frustrated me and Tyler, was chicken and mushroom and garlic sauce spaghetti.
Chicken and mushroom?
Yeah.
And garlic sauce?
Yeah. It's J.P. Serrato. They closed down.
Okay.
But the only other place we can get it now is J.P. Spaghetti, which is in Wahiawa. So sometimes we'll make that drive over if we're really hungry.
Yeah.
But that was the thing that for me and her was... So that's what I used to eat even before she was born. So I used to go to that place. And it's 7-Eleven's next door. So I'll get that, either a can of green tea or a Slurpee, and Snickers ice cream bar. That was almost like my routine. And then she loved it too. Maybe that's what she inherited from me, my taste buds or something. Mm. But that, I wouldn't murder, but that's what I'm a pasta guy. I love spaghetti.
I wouldn't murder.
Yeah, I wouldn't murder.
Anyway, is there something you would murder for?
What would I murder for?
Well, is there a food that you would murder for?
Okay. Food? Not really, because I think because I like a lot of foods.
Yeah.
If I liked only one food, then maybe. Like, man, I got to get that pasta, but this asshole's in the way. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to have to kill this dude to get that pasta.
I think that's what we learned as, like, a large fellows.
Yeah.
Large fellows is that there's other fish in the sea. There's other burgers to eat.
Yes. Because, I like pasta, but I also like burgers. I also like pizza. Right. I also like so many things.
I think that was the problem growing up is that there's so much. If we're picky. If we're picky, how skinny we would be.
No kidding.
Yeah, like, oh, I only eat burgers from McDonald's. on Dillingham.
I can't get there today, so I just won't eat.
I won't eat at all.
See, that makes sense because my daughter's skinny, and she's very picky. Yeah. Like, I'm going to go to Zippy's and go, oh, I don't want anything. I was like, I'm going to go there. As a kid, anybody, if my parents said, we're going to go there, oh, I'll have, and I'll run down the menu. Yeah. I'll have this. Wherever you go, there's something I will eat.
Something there.
Man, that's interesting.
And maybe it's because we grew up, like, I didn't grow up with a lot of money. So it was just kind of like, you eat what you when you can, you know?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah. Well, plus you have siblings, too. Same thing like me. It's always, oh, I better eat it before they eat it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to get this motherfucker before you.
Yeah, I used to hate that when you go to school and then thinking about that leftover in the fridge. And I'm going to get, you get home and I go, you didn't go to school. And you go to the refrigerator. You ate all the spaghetti. Well, I was home. I was like, I hate you. Maybe that's when I'll murder for food. Because I've been thinking about it since before recess. And then going there, going home, and look, open that refrigerator thinking, oh, the heavenly gates is opening. And seeing that it's disappeared, you just crushed my dreams. I'll murder for that.
Especially if it's like something that your mom made that your mom doesn't make often.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Like, my mom would always make lasagna.
Oh, I
forget. Oh, not always. Lasagna. In fact, it wasn't always. It was very specific. And like, I feel like it was like special occasion when she was home a couple days in a row.
And that takes a lot to make.
Yeah, I mean, it takes a lot of time. Yeah. It takes a lot of time to make. So when she made it, and then, like, she made a lot. And then, you know, you eat some, put it away in the fridge, and then you go to school, and you come back, and you're thinking about it. Like, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. And then, so one of them, you know, one of my siblings that beat me home.
Oh.
And you come home, and it's all up in the... It's all up in their mouth, and like, fuck. Who murdered you?
For our house, it was my mom's peach pie. Mm. And it was like that. It was occasional. Like, if we're having a lot of family over, and then she's like, oh, I'll make it, you know, because it does take time. Because she made it in, like pans, not regular pie circle pans.
Yeah.
It was in those big pans. So a lot for everybody. And you cut it in squares.
Right.
And so, like, if it's left at home, then we would have a lot. And then me and my siblings, we would always, you know, do our whatever we can to get some of it without it, you know, being known that somebody took. So, like, mine's was, I would cut it. So the pan is rectangular. So I would cut it a sliver, like the width of maybe your finger, from one end of the pan all the way across to the other pan to have a long slice. So they wouldn't know that I took, you know, some of it. Because if you cut a square out, you'll see that missing square. Yeah. So it's funny because they go, why is the pie getting smaller and smaller? I don't know. But that was my favorite. But unfortunately, she's, because of dementia, and she's very forgetful. She doesn't remember how to make it. So we're all like kicking each other, me and my sisters. It's like, why didn't you write it down? Why didn't you write it down? I did write it down, but you threw it away. Damn it. So now we have to guess. There's a missing ingredient because she made it one time. We're like,
Something was missing.
Something's missing. But damn, that I would kill for that too. Because now that it's gone. I guess you too, lasagna.
Yeah. I guess today we learned that some ways we're murderers. We will be a murderer.
For food.
Yes.
Somebody slap my kid in the face, and I'd be like, maybe she deserves it.
Somebody slap my kid in the face at lasagna.
Oh. After you eat the lasagna.
Gonna die.
Like, wait.
You're going to die, clown.
Man, we figured out that we would kill for food.
Yeah, we could have been skinny if we weren't so not picky.
Yeah. So that's the secret. Parents, when you're raising your kids, is make them picky for food.
No.
Don't eat that. That's garbage. Take this luxurious or
yeah.
Gourmet.
9-grain honey oat.
9-grain honey.
Not just wheat bread.
I didn't know there was 9 grains.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't even know what grains are.
I thought there were grains and bread, just wheat bread, but yeah. Apparently only one.
See, I thought I was doing good by eating wheat bread, and everybody comes out and goes, oh, no, you need the 9-grain honey oat. And it's like, what?
Can then I just... Like, then they're like, bread is what's making you fat.
I know. It was like, what?
Being lied to.
All these years.
All these years.
I guess. Being lied to.
Yo, let's talk about this one. I think I didn't put it on the list to talk about, but Tua.
Oh, Tago Bailoa. So sad.
Because he's a Hawaii's hero right now.
Yeah.
Next to Cole McDonald, but.
I don't know that University of Hawaii quarterback situation. It's so weird. Start one quarterback, put in the other, and then win.
Yeah.
Start the other quarterback, struggle, put in the other one, win. It's like crazy.
It's working.
It is. Might as well just have two quarterbacks. What? But yeah, Tua, man, I feel for the dude. And because I think mainly because he's such a good kid. Aside from him being, you know, our Hawaii guy.
Yeah.
He's a good kid.
Well, give a background on actually what happened. So
in the game, again, and this is the sick part. It's against Mississippi State, right? But they had a sizable lead. The game was under control. It was obvious that they're going to win.
Right.
And this is only in the first half. So then they actually started warming up the backup quarterback. And it's like, all right, let's get him, you know, prepare him to go in the game. Then Nick Saban was thinking, well, you know what, the staff, I don't want to put it all on one coach, but the staff was thinking, well, there's only like 2 minutes left. Let's just let Tua finish.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. And then he gets tackled. I know one guy was definitely on his back. I think the second one might have been on his back as well. As he was going down getting tackled, he landed on his knee and then it dislocated his hip. Like, when you dislocate your hip, it breaks a piece of the socket breaks off. So that's what he has. And that's pretty much definitely season ending.
Yeah, he's out for the season.
But how long that recovery is going to be and if he can still take hits, that's going to be hard, especially because he runs.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Bo Jackson's hip injury, not exactly the same because Bo's muscle just ripped his bone out, right?
Mm-hmm.
This, I think, might be just like a bone break. And he's definitely going to need surgery to heal it.
I think his surgery was today.
Oh, wow, man, that's fast.
Yeah. Bo Jackson's one. You know, his hip broke because he was running too hard.
That's like crazy.
Yeah.
His muscle is so strong, they broke his own bone.
Yeah. Bo Hog. That's why they call him Bo.
Bo Hog?
They call him a hog. Bo Hog.
Oh, Bo Hog.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
And now he hunts hogs with bows.
Oh, with the bow and arrow.
Yeah. But when he's growing up, they used to call him Bo Hog.
Oh, interesting.
And now he hunts hogs with bows.
So they called him that before he started hunting?
Yeah.
Oh, so he became what they called him.
Eventually.
Lucky they didn't call him fat shit.
Well, I mean, have you seen him lately?
Maybe somebody has been. Call him D. James C. That's actually growing on me.
Yeah.
Maybe I should bring it back.
You can change it?
Right, that would be my K-pop name. D. James C.
D. James C. Did you say O?
Cookie, that's... No, that's Japanese. I was going to Japanese. But yeah, I mean, Tua, man, it's I think for me, because I'm a homer. I cheer for home because Hawaii's, you know, we don't get too many... We've been growing up that way. We don't get too many kids from Hawaii. Stars that go... But actually, if you really think about it, we have a lot now.
Now, yeah.
Yeah, so it's kind of like we still have that feeling like, oh, he's one of us. He's one of our island boys, and he's from here. But now we can actually be like, hey, we got one to win the Heisman Trophy. I mean, a couple win the Heisman. Wait.
A couple?
One, because Tua didn't win one yet.
No.
And now that's pretty much going to be out the
door. Mariota win it?
Mariota won. So he was the first. And then we got champions, like Suzuki won the World Series, helped the team to win. And then,
Maga.
And then went Red Hat on everybody, and everybody's like, what?
Red Hat and Trump groped his breasts. And everyone was like, okay.
Trump probably thought it was an Asian woman. That's why he was like, oh, grab him. And then there's like, you know, you've had Manti Te'o. We're just looking at his IG earlier. Mm-hmm. You know, all these guys that are doing well that are from Hawaii. So it's like all these kids that.
The kicker? The kicker from Texans is
Forbath? Kaimi Forbath, I think.
Something like that, yeah. Punho?
Yeah, Punho graduate, and he's doing really good with the Texans.
DeForest Buckner
from he's a St. Louis grad, but he's from Waianae, right?
I think he's a Punho. Did he go to Punho or did he go to St. Louis?
I'm not sure then.
Can you check that for real?
I assume. But I know he's from.
That is from Punho.
He's from.
But anyway, he's doing a hell of a job this season. Yes. Saffron, yeah. But I'll be honest. I really wasn't a Tua fan. You support the guy,
right?
Because you know he's one of us. But I was never a big fan. But it's interesting to see how heartbroken the entire island is because of this.
Oh, right.
You know, I had a friend message me last night. Really weird. And he sent me the link to ESPN for the, you know, about his injury. And then he said, I just can't wrestle. I'm like, what? And in fact, you know what? I'm going to try and.
It was because usually, of that?
Yeah. It was just like, he was so upset about it.
Wow. So I found out DeForest Buckner did go to Punahou School. You are correct, sir.
Right. He said, you know, he's utilizing his God-given gifts to the fullest. And, you know, he gets hurt. Mm. And I guess the way he feels is that, you know, there's people that are not, they're just, I mean, the way he put it was, you know, there are people like me who are just mediocre. And that's the kind of things we look up to, these people who are using their talents for something grander. See something like that happen to them, it's just like, it hurts. It hurts for them as well.
Yeah. Not to be a prick or anything, but whether Tua does well or not, I still got to pay bills. I mean, so for me, what is that? Pragmatic? Is that the word?
Yeah.
So I was like,
well, I mean, in that same way, it doesn't affect you the way it affects other people.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, man, that sucks.
It does suck.
I hope he's good. I hope he's okay.
Yeah.
And that's how I felt, too. I was like, I hope he's okay. But there are just people that are heartbroken in the islands, man. You know, it's like.
Yeah. We need to go hug those people. It'll be all right.
But I see the lack of like maybe empathy or timing, like in the Star Advertiser day. I just seen their headline was, well, his injury will now affect his 2020 draft status. I'm like, no shit. But you know, dude just got hurt. Is that the last thing you really want to think about?
Yeah, I agree with that. They should have because anytime he does something good, it's, oh, Hawaii's boy, yeah, or Hawaii's star, and Hawaii this. And then when they get hurt, I mean, at least show them the love that, you know, he's jumping on the bandwagon, and then the person gets hurt, and he's just like, oh, I guess he's done. Instead of, oh, you know, our boy's hurt.
Looking at you, Star Advertiser.
I know. Calling you out.
Yeah.
Because we do the media straight dope.
Yeah.
We don't candy coat.
Don't candy coat this. But Tua, yeah, if anybody's fans listening, I know he ain't listening to this. But he should.
He should.
But he should.
If he wants to represent. Now I'm getting stupid.
Yeah.
The James C is stepping up over here.
Hope he gets better.
Yeah.
I hope he can. I mean, if he goes into the draft, he doesn't have to.
No.
Yeah.
Well, the thing, yeah, because he has another year, right?
I think another year.
So I think that's probably what he, because he tweeted, yesterday, you know, God has a plan.
Right.
And maybe that's the plan, is saying, hey, don't go to the NFL yet. Yeah. It's not that time.
One more year? Yeah. And Drake wrote a song about that.
Who?
Drake.
Wrote a song about not going to.
No, about God having a plan.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, hello. But then I think the reason a lot of people are feeling, showing empathy and are affected by it is because I think they connected with it. That's the thing. And then especially like Christians, I mean, they're, because every time is Jesus first, and I'm not talking trash about it, but I think that's what where they connect with it, is that, oh, because he's, you know, he's brave enough to step up and say, oh, you know, he loves Jesus.
Right.
Whereas a lot of people will be like, ah.
I think, too, in Hawaii, we're still relatively a small community compared to the rest of the world now. So a win for a Hawaii person is like, kind of like a win for the island. So an L is the same way, you know. A loss is a loss for everybody, so. Yeah, man.
So big ups. I almost said David Tua. Big ups to Tua Tagovailoa. Hopefully you get better. And if you guys want to comment on our Instagram page or our Facebook page, you guys can do so. See, that's the correct answer.
That's the correct answer.
So you guys can do so. Just look for us on Facebook or Instagram under Guys With Issues. Just search it. Follow, share it so that other people can follow as well. Maybe we'll give you guys a shout out somewhere. Now it's back. You know, speaking of Hawaii news, I mean, there's some. I don't know if you guys know up in the mainland, or even your locals that live up, Hawaii locals that live up in the mainland now, transplants or whatever. They are trying to, and Hawaii loves this. This has been since forever. I grew up seeing flags on
cars. I think more lately.
Yeah, because, but then I think that's why they're, the government is trying to shut it down, because it's now political. Whereas before it was just, oh, that person's just repping that they're Hawaiian.
No, let's not bury the lead.
Yeah, so the state is trying to make it illegal for people to fly flags on their cars. Mainly.
Are they trying to make it illegal, or is it kind of already?
Oh yeah, because they're already writing tickets for it, so it has to be illegal. Like, it's a distraction.
It's considered a distraction.
Yeah. So they're actually, do you call that, not executing, but enforcing the law.
Enforcing it now.
They're now pushing for the police departments to ticket these people and have them take their flags down when they're flying their flags on their cars. So in Hawaii, those of you that don't know, in the States or around the world, they like to fly full-size flags.
Yeah, not the little...
Yeah, not the bit. Not Patriots, the little Patriots,
yeah. The little flag you'd put on, like, by your antennas with your jack antenna ball.
Yeah, not those little flags. Full-size flags. And usually they fly it on in the back of their pickup truck.
Yeah, in the back of the pickup truck.
So those of you in the South, you guys understand.
You understand, but you don't get ticketed for it.
Yeah, so there's... I guess it's seen as a distraction on the road. Also, they say, like, it could fly off and then hit another car, and the car gets into an accident.
I can see those points. I can see those points.
So legally, that's what they're going after. But they started to enforce it harder ever since. I don't know the proper name of the group. I only know like Hawaiians. Is it Kia'i? Is that
the Warriors? Yes,
the Warriors. The
Protectors.
The Protectors of the Aina, mainly, or recently Mauna Kea.
Mm-hmm.
Which they're trying to build more, a huge telescope on Mauna Kea. And those of you that don't know, Hawaiians feel that the land is alive. The land has a spirit. Everything has, it's those of you in the States, it's similar to Native Americans, where everything has a purpose. Everything has a life. It's a spirit. It's energy. So they want to protect that. They don't want to build. And what happens when they build these telescopes is that they dig into the land. They put all these, they dredge up the land. They put all these, because there's going to be bathrooms and plumbing and electricity. So there's going to be a lot of things going there, which affects the land. So there's that. And then there's also the North Shore of Oahu, where they're building wind farms.
Yep. And Kalaloa,
windmills.
Right? Yep.
So the Warriors that are protecting that land are trying to protect, and they're saying that it's just too many already. And it doesn't even really help I guess the electricity, the power generator here, as much as they think it does. Mm-hmm. It's also killing off some of the native bats, right, that are flying and get hit by the propellers.
Right.
So all this going on, it's getting...
There's been like a renaissance or some sort of...
Renaissance.
The renaissance of cultural pride.
Mm-hmm.
And support. So people are flying their Hawaiian flags more or upside down.
Yeah.
So, and even some of them are having, I guess some have them with the Mauna flag.
Yep.
The Hawaiian flag and then was that the reggae Hawaiian flag?
I think that's the one that they actually want as the flag, right? But then the state flag is the other one.
The state flag.
So the state flag, and then they have the yellow, the yellow green.
Yeah. I don't see any evidence of how that one was actually an original flag of the Hawaiian. But I mean, that's just me. If you have evidence, give it to me.
I think that's what they want to be.
Yeah. So they want it to be the flag, but it's actually based off the British flag, the Hawaiian flag. Yeah, they fly it upside down. Yeah. Our culture is in distress.
Yes.
That's what it means when you turn the flag upside down. For those who don't know.
And it just seems weird that all of a sudden, why are you writing tickets now when you haven't, you didn't write it in the 80s, 90s.
Right.
All of a sudden this year, everybody's getting pulled over. See?
It bothers people.
Yeah, bird doesn't like
bird. Bird doesn't want a windmill.
No. It hurt. I think my cousin.
I think it bothers people. I think they're enforcing it now because it's so much easier to bitch about stuff.
Yeah.
I think when you think about the root of it, it's like it, nowadays it is so much easier to bitch and complain
about
things.
Now everybody has a voice with social media.
Right. And I think everybody everyone gets angry.
Yeah.
A lot quicker. And when their social media or they get angry, I feel like, that nagging girlfriend that always nags you to do shit or stuff, and then you're just like, oh, okay, I'll do it.
I'll get to it.
Take out the trash. Why did you take out the trash? You should take out the trash. Okay, I'll take out the trash.
I'm waiting for you to tie it all together.
That's it. That's it.
So there's that, and then there's also the bad parts where some people are just jumping in just to jump in.
All right.
And it's like, well, how do you really feel about it?
Right.
Because and then like one argument is, and not just, so we don't want to be one-sided either. So like Polynesians, I've always looked to the stars. Always. I mean, that's how we travel. That's how we navigated.
Right.
So that's where, so there's some people arguing for the telescope, saying that we should be building a telescope because we look to the stars. That's our thing. And then there's other people who are, like I said, just jumping in just because, I'm pro-Hawaiian. So I'm going to jump in just because.
Right.
I want to get in. Like, there's that one, I want to say kid because he's young, but I think he's an adult, where he chained himself to one of the gates.
Right.
And then the police came and then they cut the gate, they cut the lock, the chain. They escorted him out. And then he shows up like a couple of days later saying that they punched him or they tased him or... They were very mean. Luckily for the police officers, they were videotaping it. And they said, there's no evidence. And then the kid was on the news. And then the reporter, you could tell the reporter felt like he was lying. I was like, can you show us the scars?
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, I don't feel comfortable.
Right yeah, now. Yeah.
I was like, oh, come on, man. You got to show evidence.
I think, yeah. If
especially if something happened, you got to show evidence. Then here's the tough part. So... That's a person who's from Hawaii, and he could be Hawaiian, that jumped in. They also got to think that, and this is where it gets tough, because Hawaiians, although they're warriors, they always try to do it peacefully. Because on the other side, the people who are enforcing it, the police, who actually has to do the work that the politicians are saying they got to do, are the police officers who are Hawaiian as well. So they try to be respectful, but they also got to do their job. And that's where it gets like really, really complicated, because they do go and show respect, but they have to do their job. So how are those guys affected, where some might not even want to do it or don't do it? They just go up and, hey, I can't do it. I can't. That's, you know, my ohana, and, you know, I can't do it.
Right.
So that's got to be tough.
And I'm sure, like, some people on the Big Island, that's what it was like for them. Yeah. The policeman for them.
Yeah.
That they just want to be respectful.
Yeah.
I think there are some people on both sides. Dude, that song is a president. Both sides.
Then you got to grab that Asian man in the breast.
Yeah. that jump in and, you know, just do stuff.
Yeah.
Cause shenanigans for both sides.
Yeah.
Whereas, I don't know. Maybe they'll never be able to work it out, but I don't think the whole lying about stuff will make things better, especially in this world where people got cameras on everything.
Yep.
But I think we live in a world of hot takes.
I think you're right.
Everything is just a series of hot takes without any sort of, let's stop and discuss this. Get the thing straight before we start. Before we dive in. Yeah. We dive into it. Like, let's bring up Colin Kaepernick.
He did his workout yesterday?
Yeah, he did his workout yesterday. There was a disagreement about his workout, the actual workout that the NFL was wanting to do for him at the Atlanta facility, why it didn't work out that way. You know, so a lot of the, first off, you know, have you kept up with this?
No.
Okay. So the NFL just randomly said, all right, we'll do a workout for you, and we'll invite all 32 teams in the middle of the season. And they said, so I heard Kaepernick's people said, okay, well, can we do it on a Tuesday? Because if you look at it right after the game, people have the day off. Then they can go ahead and be like, no, Saturday. College football day, the day before the game. I said, okay. So this is all from news reports that were coming in. I said, okay, well, we want to open it up to the media so there's some transparency. NFL said no. And you got to, you really got to ask yourself, instead of saying, oh, yeah, well, he's ungrateful. You know, they gave him a tryout.
I see.
You know, that's what people take off from that. You know,
he's doing it again.
Yeah, he's doing it again. Nobody really stops and thinks, why is this happening? You know, why are we having a workout in the middle of the season, on a Saturday, in the afternoon, that media cannot attend?
You know? That is strange.
It's like very strange, and nobody stopped. Everyone is just like, he's ungrateful. He's ungrateful, but I mean, that is the world we live in, where people are just like, that's the hat. That's what they want to put their hat on. Oh, he's ungrateful because of this. And people go on, then they go back and saying, oh, he's un-American because he hates the soldiers that fought for this country. Even though there are a few that say those kind of things that have never fought for the country or have tried to avoid it, fighting for the country, you know.
It's funny because there's so many different angles. It's like so many different opinions. I mean, that's how it is anyways. Opinions, everybody's got them. So it's tough. I mean.
It's like an asshole.
Yeah. Stink.
Everybody's got them.
It stinks.
At least one.
Oh, actually, some might not have, but they caught a hole somewhere. But yeah, I mean, shoot, this whole Colin Kaepernick thing is just, is to me, and it's the same thing with what happened with the Cleveland Browns Pittsburgh Steelers game Monday night, where Garrett, the defensive lineman, took off. Is it Rudolph?
Yeah, Mason Rudolph.
Rudolph's helmet, and used it to hit him in the head with it.
Right.
And that guy's done. Because to me, the NFL, it's such a small group of teams, and there's so many people trying to get into those teams. Mm-hmm. So to me, I was like, Kaepernick is done already. There's other people already. What? There's quarterbacks struggling, but how can you not? The defenses are amazing nowadays. I mean, they disguise things so well. Who's to say Kaepernick's going to come back 3 years later? Is it 3 years or something?
It's been years, 3 years.
And then be the same as he was before. He might have passed his peak. He was never known for his passing. So if to me, like Tom Brady and Peyton Manning can go long because they sit in the pocket, they get rid of the ball quick, they read, they study, and that's how they survive. Roethlisberger, same thing. Breeze, because they're pocket passers. If you got to run, you're going to get hit. Look at Cam Newton. He's struggling now. And then look at Lamar, who's saying he's a quarterback. And now that's where he's going to start to survive because he does the running, but you got to know eventually that's going to start fading.
Wow. He is the current MVP right now.
Yeah. MVP. But he's still young too.
Right.
So same thing where Kaepernick was young, he could do that. But now it's like you're a couple years old and in the NFL, 1 year older is a big difference.
But then again, who's to say he's not? I mean, what if he's because he's now he has fresher legs.
True.
Who's to say he can't do it?
I mean, true.
He can do it, but you're only gonna find out if he gets a tryout on the team. Or...
To be honest, if I owned the team and my quarterback was struggling, and I had a chance to pick him up, I would.
I would.
Yeah.
I think he deserves a shot.
I do.
I mean, but if he's okay with being part of a backup role for now,
right?
Yeah, starting quarterback, not right away.
Oh, for sure.
I mean, that's how he started at San Francisco. He was the backup.
Yeah.
Alex Smith got hurt, then he jumped in.
Yeah.
But to say that he can't do it anymore, I can't really say that.
The funny thing is that like there's other angles where. I forget his name. But he's dark black. And he was saying that
Marcellus Wiley? Okay.
Yeah, because I always get it mixed up because Marcellus from
Pulp Fiction.
That's right.
Marcellus Wallace.
Yes, Wallace Wiley. See, yeah, so that's why I was getting Marcellus Wiley was saying, you know, this thing that he's fighting for is something that's it's like almost like an attention grab, because he Kaepernick didn't grow up the same way, and this is Marcellus Wiley talking, and I'm paraphrasing, right?
Right.
Marcellus Wiley is dark black and from. And struggled growing up from the Kaepernick did not.
Right.
So then you got people talking those angles as well. It's like, oh, why is he fighting for black people when he not really?
Why not?
Well, I'm just saying that's like, yeah. So
I mean, you can say it that way. Why? But I mean, why can't he?
Yeah. See, so that, to me, it's like he's just saying that basically from what I took. There was black kids getting killed, black men getting killed by police department for acting out their fear against the black man.
Right.
So that's why he took that. That's why I said I would give him a chance because that's the reason he was doing it. He was standing up for those people that got killed. And
he continues to.
Yeah. So far, Marcellus Wiley, and he was saying, like, I guess that's how he felt. It was like.
Yeah. But.
That it was just trying to draw attention, but that's what is what he's doing, trying to draw attention to what's the injustice that's happening.
Well, that was the whole point of kneeling was to show that, to spotlight that. But some people, they can't accept that. So they want to make it about something else.
Right.
Or make it about, you know, yeah, no matter.
That's the weird thing about when somebody does something, everybody has their own take.
Yeah.
It's terrible to watch ESPN in the morning.
Oh, there's chickens fighting back here.
It's terrible to watch ESPN in the morning because you have all those shows like The Herd.
But everybody has an opinion.
Yeah, and they're just going at it. And I'm like, man, this is too much. I mean,
we've come to a point where, and even in society, it's like, no, nobody wants to hear the news. They want to hear either how they feel on the news or other people's opinion that they can get behind.
Yeah. They don't want to think for themselves.
Right.
They want you, tell me how I'm supposed to feel.
Right.
I like you, so I'm going to go with what you say. Like, one thing that, and then, I know we're getting close on time, but one thing that bugs me on the, when watching the news, specifically Hawaii News Now.
Yeah.
Okay. And Rick Blangiardi does his commentary.
Oh, that thing during the commercial break?
Yeah. So it's like, wait a minute. Because you're the manager of this thing, all of a sudden you get to put your opinion.
Yeah, think about it.
Yeah. And it's only his opinion. It's not like, I say, what happened to the news? Just tell me what happened.
Yeah.
And I'll think of how I feel about it.
Yeah.
Because it's already, the news already does where, oh, this horrible thing happened to these people here. So it's like, they're already telling you how you're supposed to feel because they're saying this horrible thing or whatever it is. And they only show you what they want you to see.
Right.
They don't do all the news. So it's like, you guys are already doing that. So why do you take this moment to come in and go, oh, yeah. So if you think about it, you know, the government, you know. But usually his stance is usually, it's usually against what I feel about things.
Right.
So that's why, maybe that, it could be partly that. But still, yeah, it's like, why are you taking up TV time to give your opinion? Nobody else can do that. But you're the manager of this thing.
That's why.
Yeah, so I got to listen to you. And the same thing with, like, is it the KSSK Perry?
Yeah.
Michael W. Perry? Yeah, and then they're doing the news, and then he always gives his opinion.
Yeah, he'll stop and give his opinion and then move on.
I can see why, like, other stations, like, say, like, Greg Hammer, it's comedy because he's trying to make you laugh, he's trying to entertain,
right?
But then he does give his opinion, but he also knows entertain,
right?
So like, and then Michael Perry is like, he always gives his opinion, and he can just see him, picture him rolling his eyes because he's all the size, and,
right.
And that lady on there can't read the news for shit. I'm taking my daughter to school, and I listen, I was like, why does she keep messing up on these words? I'm sure it's a paper that she's reading or a screen that she's reading. And yeah. Then he jumps in and, wow.
We're putting people on blast today, huh?
I know.
Yeah.
So I want to add this last thing.
Okay.
Before we cut off. So I'm at Walmart.
Okay.
In the pharmacy. And I look to my right. And you know they have those window cases or locked cases.
Right.
In glass. Things that people, they don't want you to steal.
Okay.
And I look over, I'm like, so I'm saying there's condoms in there. And then I see there's only one thing that can look like that. And I was like, it cannot be a vibrator. This is Walmart.
Yeah.
There's no way it can be a vibrator.
Walmart has everything, man.
Now they do. Because I never thought that they would have vibrators. And there was, so the thing that got me, it's not the regular shaped vibrator. It's the one with, is it rabbit ears or something?
Rabbit ears? Or the...
Yeah, so it's like two, there's one long and then there's a short one.
The small tickler.
Yeah. So then I was looking, I was like, wow, that's a very specific thing to have. And then I was like, because that shape, you only know it as that.
Right.
So I don't know anything else. There's no cookie dough mixer or... anything that looks like that. No video game joystick.
I mean, that's what it does. It mixes the cookie dough.
It stirs up the batter.
Yeah.
So I'm looking, I was like, what the hell? And then I realized that there's an old man standing there looking at it. And I was like, are we both, like, what the hell?
Are we both in awe or is one of us wanting to buy a purchase? Yeah.
So that's what I was thinking. And then the person that works there comes up and opens the glass for him.
Oh.
So I was like, wait a minute. Is he going to get one of those? He talks to her, and she doesn't grab any of it.
Uh-huh.
But she's, like, pointing with her hands. So she's not pointing with her fingers, so it's not specific what she's pointing at.
Right, right.
So she's kind of like pointing at all of it.
What do you think he asked her? No. Which one would you recommend?
I said, what is that? Because he looked like a really old guy, and I don't think those his days, you know, everything was manual, I'm sure. But I was like, holy crap. They're selling vibrators here. And then I went to their website. So if you guys go to Walmart.com or whatever it is, and you do a search for vibrators, it comes up, and they're actually...
It definitely does come up, huh?
And it comes up at a discount, like very...
The Walmart price?
Yes. There's one for less than $9. So I was saying, ladies, you know...
Ladies.
You can even get them for, you know, a good clearance price, man. Can you imagine open box? I wonder if they do open box. It'd be like open
refurbished.
Maybe that's what that old guy was looking for. You guys get open box used? I like smell.
I wonder if they have fleshlights on Walmart.
See, that's the thing. I was looking at the website. Because I didn't want to walk over to that glass case.
Yeah, I just wanted it to be in your search history forever.
Hopefully nobody goes through it. But, so if you look, it's all female stuff.
Okay.
So I was like, wait a minute, Walmart. What about the men? You know, fleshlight? I
mean, right.
What about, I guess, they don't, that's not their market. They're appealing to the horny female.
I mean, that is a demographic that would go to Walmart.
The horny female.
Hey, well played. Well played.
Kudos to you, Walmart, see, that's what Walmart does. They find the need, and they fill it.
They fill it.
Yes.
They roll back the prices by rolling back your eyes.
There you go, Walmart. You get my two thumbs up. One in the pink. One in the stink. So kudos to you, Walmart, this week's pick for awesome salesmanship, I guess. You get my... My few minutes of spotlight.
The J.D. Power and Associates.
Yes. Oh, D. James pick. Shopping pick for this week. D. James C.
D. James C. Award.
안녕히 가세요.
Vibrato.
Not even Japanese. I think Korean bit. Vibrato. Yeah, it's a lot of throat clearing stuff. But we want to thank you guys for listening to the podcast. We love you guys as always. Follow us on Instagram, Twitter,
yep,
and Facebook. Leave us a message or even comment on one of our posts, and then we'll give you a shout out because we love all of you.
We do.
Thank you guys so much. My name is James Mane. As always, I am with Russell Kealoha.
Goodbye, everybody. Okay, Chad, say your thing, Chad.
Thank you for listening to the podcast. God bless you and good night.